you go back a long ways with us in our 50-year history.
I heard the first broadcast.
The very first?
Yeah, that's right.
Christmas Eve, 1925.
That is right.
Well, isn't that interesting? Was it announced in the newspapers that Camo X was going on the radio? Is that how you knew?
That's right, and they also asked for people to call in to find out how they were being received in the area.
Now, where were you?
I was living in St. Louis at Union and Minerva.
And in their studios, and I assume transmitter, was down Kirkwood.
That's right.
And you received them and called in.
That's right.
Did anybody answer? It was probably Jeannie.
Well, somebody answered. I don't remember who it was, but they answered and thanked me.
You remember anything about that very first broadcast from Camo X, what they had on the air, what they did?
No, that I couldn't tell you. The receiving equipment was pretty crude in those days. I had a homemade set, a single tube reflex job, and it wasn't too good, so I don't remember too much about it, but I know they were coming in real good.
I remember making a set out of an oatmeal container.
Yeah, they used to do that. They used to wind coils around it.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
But you had to eat the oatmeal first. That was the killer.
That was the trick.
Tell me your name.
My name is Winokur.